Welcome back to the Essay Files, where we're always on the pulse of the latest and greatest in entertainment and gaming. Today, we're diving into the future of our favorite franchises, from a potential Batman Beyond animated movie to a rumored live-action Spider-Man Noir series.
We'll also be exploring the latest casting rumors in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and taking a sneak peek at the upcoming Borderlands movie. Not to mention, Helldivers 2 is amazing. I will know when I can log in.
So grab your popcorn and get ready for a wild ride through the ever-evolving landscape of entertainment and gaming. This is the Essay Files, and we're just getting started.
Giggity.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Essay Files. Thank you for tuning in. We've got quite a bit of not a whole lot going on, but you know, we found some stuff to talk about, some interesting stuff. First on the list, we have Batman Beyond, dude. That was my jam back in the day.
That was it. Batman Beyond.
Yeah. Apparently what had happened was the producers of Spider-Verse, the designer and co-creator Patrick Harpin and Yuki Demers, they're both involved with Spider-Verse, and my dad, the bounty hunter, they put together this pitch where they want to work on a Batman Beyond animated movie, think Spider-Verse in that art style more or less, but Batman Beyond. Yes. Yeah. Oh, dude. And the concept art that they put out there looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. And WB was like, nah, we ain't gonna do that. So these two guys, I think it was Yuki Demers, the Spider-Verse guy, he put it out on his Twitter. He put out this concept art for the world to see. Maybe it's, I'm thinking similar to like the first Deadpool movie when somebody leaked that test footage of Deadpool, remember? And the internet went crazy. And it forced Fox's hand. Yeah, to create that Deadpool movie. And he didn't leak it. But, but, you know, maybe they're trying something similar along those lines. Get that concept art out there, get some excitement going, see how people gauge it, see what the fans, if they like it, if this is something they want or not. And, dude, I want it. I want it so bad.
Want it, love it, need it. Need it in my life. Oh, my God. Like, with that art style, I think Batman Beyond will be awesome.
Yeah, it looks sick, dude. Just updated, like, looks badass, looks awesome,
especially like with the dark backgrounds and all that.
It works neon Gotham future, like it looks badass.
The few pictures that you see and stuff, yeah, it does look pretty good. I know you, BB, and your wife were like big time Batman Beyond fans. Oh, yeah. And that's the only thing they've really done animated for Batman Beyond was that show back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. They never made a game or anything, did they? I don't recall.
I think they just added the Batman Beyond suit to the... Didn't they add it to, like, Arkham?
Yeah. Yeah, they added the suit. Okay.
This looks good, but you said they already turned it down?
Yeah. So WB, they looked at it, they heard the pitch, and they basically said, nah, we ain't interested in Batman. And after the pitch, they're like, okay, maybe, but probably not, is what I understood.
I mean, the Spider-Verse movies are like blowing it up right now. Mm-hmm. They're huge. They're like two of the biggest like anime movies created to date.
Yeah, man.
Why wouldn't you want these guys to make a Batman Beyond version of it?
Yeah, I agree.
That's a home run in my opinion.
Yeah, 100%.
I think maybe, I mean, I don't know this for sure or anything, but I would speculate that maybe they have something in works for Batman Beyond, and maybe this is why they don't want to go forward with it, or I don't know, they want their own version, their own take. That might be more likely. They just don't want to share properties or have someone else's vision with their IPs.
But didn't they have like a plan to make a live action Batman Beyond, but then it was canned?
I think so. I think that was how the ending of Flash was supposed to partake or whatever, with Keaton's Batman taking over with Batgirl. Mm-hmm. I think it opened up the door for a potential Batman Beyond, but that was all scrapped and canceled when Gunn came in and deleted everything.
Right. I didn't do nothing.
The other gun. Oh, the gun we don't like. Oh, or the gun I don't like, I should say.
Not brother guns. No. Yeah, man. I mean, I've been hearing nothing but positive feedback from fans online. Everywhere that I see this poster picture anywhere, like Facebook, TikTok, everywhere, I just see positive comments like, why aren't they making this? We need this now. Like, it seems pretty good. I think it's pretty clear that the fans want it. The people who actually enjoy this show back in the day or even read the comics, I mean, like, this would be awesome. Even if they went with live action, if they didn't want to go animated, they want to go live action, they just brought back Michael Keaton. The guy's ready to suit back up. Why not have him suit up as Old Man Bruce? I mean, it just makes sense. It's right there.
Dude, if I can send WB like a little message, I'll have this as the main subject, and then right under I add the Shia LaBeouf gif. Just do it!
I mean, Arm, you weren't a big fan of the series, right?
I liked it, but compared to you two, I didn't care for it too much. Too far-fetched, in my opinion. Like, he's never done anything like that in his life. All of a sudden, he goes out there day one, and he's whooping butt, and it's like, come on now, really? But it had a few good episodes. They never did bring back the real Joker, right?
No, not really. I mean,
they had that fake Joker or whatever, that replacement Joker.
Yeah,
that
was, like a clone Joker.
Yeah, I didn't care for him at all.
But they brought.
But otherwise, it was decent. Yeah. It was watchable. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. It was cool. And they had Mark Hamill come back for that voice.
Yes.
So that was really cool. But, I mean, I think there's a lot of potential in this, man. Like, either animated or live action would be awesome. But, I mean, animated, just looking at this, dude.
It's definitely a home run animated.
Yeah. Be so good. And you know what? They have an excellent animation division, too, with all their DC products. I don't see why they don't see this as
a home win.
Yeah, it's a win. It doesn't make sense to me. Just about every single DC animated movie, I love it. It's great. I cannot think of the last one that I saw and hated it.
Maybe because I know they're not animated, but maybe because DC's not doing as well right now and they don't want to waste all this time and effort into like all the art and how much time it's going to take to put it together.
Maybe.
WB is taking the hit. They've sold off so many properties that they own just to recuperate what they've lost. So,
yeah.
But either way, this is a free money grab. I don't know why they wouldn't just jump on board.
Yeah. They're scared, man.
You're probably right. They're probably deep in the hole. Thinking it from that side, that point of view, it is a risk. But like, this is a healthy risk, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost risk free.
That's probably why they leaked it, to see how the viewers would react.
Yeah. Well, I mean, WB sold like all their rights to Netflix. I think Hulu's got it too now.
Oh,
and like all the movies are on all the streaming now. It's not just on Max anymore.
Wow, that's crazy, dude. I never would have thought of that of WB. Like, there's been such a big name, such a big house for so long. It's crazy.
That kind of goes back to what we've mentioned quite a few weeks now, you know? Like, all these actors and people are getting paid way too much and they're not getting returned in the box office.
Yeah.
It's biting them in the...
Yeah, sure is. Speaking of... Private! We got Spider-Man Noir. A Nick Cage, baby. Yeah, supposedly he's in the talks, man.
Is he in a talks or is it official? I thought it was official already.
I heard it was just in the rumors division, Rumorville.
Yeah, supposedly he was in talks to actually reprise his role as Spider-Man Noir. And I say reprise because Nick Cage voiced him, this character, in the Spider-Verse. This character, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I'm not the most familiar with this character, with this comic, but like, he was first introduced to me in this Spider-Man game on the PS3. It was like something
Edge of Time or Shattered Dimensions, something
there
like that.
There it is, Shattered Dimensions. Yeah, that's where I was first introduced to this character. And like, once I started playing it, like the art style and like the era, like, oh, it's such a cool place to put Spider-Man in. Like, it shouldn't work, but it works. It's it's really cool. He's a really cool character. Watch him in Spider-Verse, like, he's a jerk. And Nick Cage, I mean, he plays that kind of character perfectly. So I think it's like the perfect casting right there, dude.
Roll off the tongue.
Oh, yeah. Nick Cage. Spider-Man. It just doesn't sound like that should work, but I mean, it works.
It's a TV show, Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm. Made by Amazon TV show. Let's see. Set in the 30s, New York.
Do you think it'll work out better than his Superman?
What are you talking about?
You know, that movie was supposed to go. It got canned last minute.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh, my God. He was Superman. Now he's going to be Spider-Man.
Dude, I'm on board. I'm on board.
You like this?
I'll watch it, man.
I'm on board. I'll watch it. Oh, I mean, Amazon needs all the content it can get.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely on board to watching this.
I just hope they don't make it cheesy. That's the only thing.
Well, I think for this era, there's a lot less cheese in this version of Spider-Man. I would suspect it's a more serious tone, more gangster, 30s, 40s gangster style, maybe even
mafia
stuff. Yeah.
I hope so.
Is it going to connect to the Spider-Verse, to the Sony-verse, which I doubt it, but I don't know.
I hope not. I hope it doesn't.
Oh, you don't like Adam Webb? Greatest movie ever created?
Check out my movie review. It's But yeah, man, I hope this is more of a standalone thing. But now that I'm thinking about it, though, Nick Cage, that dude's like in his 50s, I believe.
He doesn't age. Remember, they have pictures of him back in like 1400s.
He's a vampire.
Yeah, he's a vampire. He's got that same gene that Paul Rudd has.
Oh, yeah, right. Let's see. He's born in 64. He's 60 years old, dude, at this time. He's 60. I don't know how much action he can do.
Well, luckily, he's going to be covered up all the way, so he's just going to voice him, I think. And it's going to be a stunt double.
Yeah, stunt double for sure.
That could work. I mean,
or CGI.
I guess they're looking at Nick Cage to try and get eyes on this and trying a big name like Nick Cage, even though he's not a triple A actor. Well, not lately, right?
He's hit or miss.
Yeah. I mean, he's still a big name regardless.
Yeah, he's a huge name, but yeah. He's hit or miss when it comes to certain movies, like Renfield.
God. He was an awesome Dracula, though. Like, for that Dracula, the vampire, like, I thought he was awesome.
it was hard to watch, but it had some great parts in it.
This would be cool if they actually go through with it. I'd be down to watch this.
I think they will. I think it's going through.
I will wait for you to tell me how it is.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Do you have Amazon?
I do.
Oh.
That's how I saw my Invincible, man.
No excuses, then. You got to watch it.
Okay. I'll do it for the fans.
There you go. And next up on our list, we got a rumor from Marvel. Our boy, Henry Cavill, Superman. He might have joined Marvel.
They've been rumoring him joining the MCU since, like, Black Adam was in production. But I want it to happen. I mean, the way DC screwed him, I want that. Or, sorry, not DC, WB. I want to happen. He needs to come to the MCU. He needs to have a redemption arc.
I think so. And what better way than Marvel's version of Superman? Sentry.
Sentry. That would be cool. Don't know if it's for sure, though, but I think that might have been filled after Steven Yeun bowed out. I think somebody got casted.
Oh, really?
I think so. But if not, that's the go-to, right?
Dude, don't tell me he's going to be someone like Captain Britain or something like that.
That's what they're, that's
I'm just kidding, saying. Dude. I'm just kidding.
That's a speculation.
I honestly don't know nothing about Captain Britain.
I really don't either. I'm assuming it's I don't know. Captain America, but from Britain?
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't know squat about him. But, I mean, Henry Cavill, he's British. So, I mean, he's probably down for that.
I heard somewhere else that they might put, just because it's the Rumorville, Silver Surfer might be up on a table, too.
Hmm.
That would be nice.
Henry Cavill, Silver Surfer?
Hmm.
Damn, that's a bulky Silver Surfer, man. That's a... It's gonna need two boards.
They like CGI'd the other Silver Surfer anyways. You don't know who the hell played him.
That's true.
T-1000?
Yeah, 100% right. Pretty much. Henry Cavill, like, I don't know, he's a nerd, dude. Like, he's really into, like, the gaming stuff, like Warhammer. What's that one he did for Netflix?
The Witcher.
There we go. The Witcher. Like, he's a geek. Like, he just...
Like us.
In a good way, right? Like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
he likes like the source cool, material.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And him growing up in Britain, I'm sure he's way familiar with Captain Britain. Maybe he's interested. Maybe it's something he would want to do.
For the motherland.
He's right. There is a quote here, something that he stated.
I'm never going to say a Marvel character that is already...
Whoa, you got to speak like Henry. Come on.
Oh, then that's going to be my honest job. I ain't white.
You got to sit up straight.
Dude, I can't do that. Do you really want me to read that?
Yeah, dude.
Let's do it.
I'm never going to say a Marvel character that is already being played by someone else because everyone's doing such an amazing job. However, I have the internet and I have seen the serious rumors about Captain Britain. That would be loads of fun to do a cool modernized version of that, like the way they modernized Captain America. There's something fun about that, and I do love being British. Dude, he's taking that to heart.
Let's take the Captain America story, something that was written probably in the 40s, something around there, World War II, give or take. And, dude, like, Captain America's story has evolved and changed throughout the years. Oh, yeah. And this recent retelling in MCU, I think they did a damn good job with Chris Evans, his story. Like, I think they did a banger job with him. And maybe he's right. Maybe they can take a name like Captain Britain and make something out of it. Although it's a nobody character, at least maybe here in the States.
That's what I was going to say, man. If it's Henry Cavill, man, they got to give him a big name, a hard hitter, a leader, someone huge, giggity, that's going to take the reins and get his redemption. It can't just be like a sideliner.
Yeah. A name like Henry Cavill, he should be someone recognizable, like one of the bigger heroes. Problem is, a lot of those bigger names have already been taken.
You still got Beta Ray Bill.
Oh, man, all that CG. Same thing, dude. You will never know it's him.
You wouldn't know it's him unless you talk.
Oh, they can get this part of his face from under the eyes and down to his chin and make him Galactus.
Oh, Galactus?
Oh.
Okay. Although I heard that's supposed to be Antonio Banderas.
Are you for real?
That's for real. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Rumor.
Go ahead. Freaking Zorro playing Galactus.
Yo soy Galactus.
What's wrong with Zorro?
I'm going to eat
the gay blade.
Well, nobody's filled Dr. Doom yet. I mean,
dude, I think he'll be an awesome Doom.
Doom?
He's got the look for it.
Yeah, he could pull it off.
Imagine if he goes God Doom.
He's a tall, bulky dude. Oh, yeah. Oh, God Doom.
Dude.
And plus, I mean, he's got the facial features for it. So, for sure. I mean, he'd be good. Like, I still rather have Pedro, but.
Yeah.
I don't care. give him a good role and don't make make the movie good.
Just cook it right.
Don't make it suck. Don't Madam Web it.
Please don't Madam Web it.
Thought you loved that movie.
Oh, hell no, dude.
It was bad, that bad?
It looks terrible. Watch the trailer.
God. And you know what good else stuff. Is going to be a good movie, though? It's going to be a great movie. Borderlands, baby. Yeah.
Dude, Bernard's face just like dropped.
Wow.
He's like, nah, I'm out.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you got the smallest guy playing Roland, all 4 feet of him.
Kevin Hart, yeah. Okay, yeah, I gotta disagree with
you. He's running around with the freaking Nerf gun. I mean, look at that Nerf gun. Damn Nerf gun.
It kind of does. That better orange than, is not helping.
Better than The Rock.
Actually, so Ash and I were talking, like, there's got to be a cameo of The Rock in there, and he's got to play Brick.
I was thinking about that, dude.
Dude, that would be perfect.
Yeah, it would. It'd be awesome. But yeah, man, they released this movie poster here for first look, I guess, Borderlands. I think the character designs look pretty cool. Kevin Hart is just Kevin Hart.
He's there.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't like his casting, man. Roland's supposed to be this big dude, this big military guy. Like, The Rock should have been Roland. Or, I mean, I like Kevin Hart. I like his humor, and his humor does fit the Borderlands style, that cheesy, dark humor. But no, not Roland.
But spoiler alert. Roland dies.
He's black, dude. The black guy always dies, man. First.
I'm just saying. Sorry. I know there's some people in the world that haven't played Borderlands. So,
yeah. You know. Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. I never went all the way through with it. But I did play it, but I never made it all the way through.
First one was rough. Like, there was no story. It's just to shoot them and collect guns.
Okay, that's probably
the second one was, like, awesome. It was fun. Like, the story, everything, the comedy, it was fantastic. And, yeah, it gets tiring.
That's why, like, when you guys are naming all these characters, like, yeah, I know them. Totally. Yeah, Brick. Yeah,
Lilith, Tiny Tina. Yeah. But they got, like, characters from, like, each game almost. I mean, like, that's a DLC character, the psycho dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when I saw Jack Black as one of the cast members, I was like, who the hell is Jack Black going to be in this game? Yeah. Or a movie.
Yeah. Evidently, he's voicing
the robot.
Claptrap.
Yeah. Claptrap.
And you hear it in the trailer. Yeah. It's obviously him.
Would you look at that? A ladder! Unfortunately, my design doesn't facilitate this type of...
Yeah,
like big time.
So let's see. We got a little information down here. After several days, the Borderlands movie will be released in theaters on August 9th. The movie will star Kate Blanchett as Lilith, Jamie Lee Curtis, Patricia Tanis, Kevin Hart will be Roland, Ariana Greenblatt, Tiny Tina, and Florian Montague as Krieg. I'm guessing that's this dude with the DLC character.
Yeah, he's the DLC character.
Who are you saying, Manarm, that this movie is being produced by who?
So the people that made Venom, Spider-Man, and Uncharted is who did this movie. So even though I have no faith in it, it's probably going to be damn good because those three movies are pretty damn good. So I will go to the theater. I will probably enjoy it, but I am just so disappointed that Roland is Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that was definitely a miscast.
Mad Moxie's in there.
Yeah, I think he's in there for a glimpse, right?
Yeah, and only for like a split second. You blink, you missed her. Ash did say Scooter is in the trailer.
Catch a ride! Which
you cannot have a Borderlands without Scooter.
You have to.
Gotta catch a ride! Gotta catch a ride!
Oh, hey, man, welcome to Scooter's Catch a Ride! What can we do for you today?
That's pretty close. Menards is hard to beat.
It gets a high-pitched voice and, yeah.
Gotta catch a ride!
You go to this little stupid stasis, catch a ride.
Catch a ride!
It's like, what the hell?
Oh, man.
I like when they put starring Kevin Hart and he's driving a vehicle. It's like, bro. Bro, like,
that's all he's doing. Honestly, I feel like they took Kevin Hart. They picked up that he's probably good for this style, this humor, this kind of movie. and they probably to save on casting to not hire so many people. They're like, let's just make him Roland.
Too bad they couldn't Power Rangers turbo him.
Make him bigger.
Wow. Now, Tiny Tina, I'm on the fence about. I love Tiny Tina. But, like, these interactions, that's not Tiny Tina we're watching. That's definitely not Tiny Tina. Even though, yeah, Kevin Hart. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know who's behind it, but they picked up all the popular characters and are like, yeah, let's make a team. Put them together.
Tannis is not a popular character. Well. her husband gets killed. She's like the researcher.
Oh, her, yeah.
She's
the
one you collect all those stupid data recordings.
Yeah, I remember now.
She's got like 10 quests where you collect data recordings. She's like,
very
bro.
Annoying.
Yes.
I hated her missions.
She's always in like the war room and stuff, and it's like, bro, stop.
Gotta catch a ride.
Yeah. Bro, don't let me whip it out for you.
Oh, yeah. Whip it out.
I'm gonna whip it out for you.
Man. Dude, I like the trailer. I think it looks good. I mean, I'm a fan of the Borderlands. I mean, you know that, but the trailer looks fun. It looks wicked. Got the colors everywhere. Got them. The setting looks right. The costumes look like they're trying to be loyal to the source. It just depends on the script. Whatever they do. I mean, like you said earlier, Tiny Tina is not supposed to be in there, and Tannis not really either. But I don't know. Just depends on the characters. Depends on the writing. It could be fun. It could be good.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna go to the theater. I will watch it. Like I said, I think it's gonna be the dumbest movie I watch. It's probably gonna be pretty funny. It looks good. Otherwise, it looks cheesy, but it looks good. I'm just disappointed with Kevin Hart's thingy.
Watch. There's gonna be a hidden gem in your eye. It's just like Morbius.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far? You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on. Hit that subscribe. Hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right, all right, all right.
Oh, no! Another band of adventurers looking to take down the sorcerer.
You shall not pass!
The following content was recorded prior to the updates that were made to Helldivers 2 on February 20th.
Brother Guns, I know you've been waiting for this part. Your favorite topic, Helldivers 2.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that game.
Oh, the tone of your voice shifted.
Like, that game is so hot right now, dude. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's playing it, dude. All the videos, all the little clips, all I see on my social media is nothing but Helldivers 2.
That's all you've been sending in our chat messages, too.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
All day.
Oh, every day.
Oof, gotta be a team player, baby.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. It looks fun. It looks really fun. When we covered the state of play, I saw the trailer for it. I was like, man, that looks really good. It reminded me of Starship Troopers crossing with Star Wars Battlefront. Yeah. It looked really fun. It looks so cool.
Dude, it's dope. Like, you got Terminators in there. You got freaking Starship Troopers.
Yeah, fighters.
Yeah, dude. Legit, my first game, as soon as I landed, I died like in 2 minutes because I landed in a swarm. Like, and I didn't even know the buttons yet. Like, yeah, you had that little training in the very beginning, but I'm like, what the hell do I do? Remember your training, dude. Remember your training. And nice, like, it's an adrenaline rush. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, dude. Ever since you got on, you got Kay to jump on. My other friend, he wants me to jump on. He's like, Did you buy it yet? It's like, hell no. Nobody can play it. All the servers are locked up. Tell me about that.
Okay, so So, all right. First time when we downloaded the game and installed and all that, we thought we were going to get in because I didn't really, like, I heard something about the service and all that, but I didn't think it was that bad. But the first time we logged in, it took me like 5 minutes just to get in the server.
That's not bad.
And Edge and K took like 25 to 30 minutes.
Wow.
Like, I thought we weren't going to play that night, so I literally quit the game and turned off. Like, all right, man, we'll try next time. And then, like, 10 minutes later, K's like, I'm in, dude. And I'm like, oh,
crap, mega crap.
And I turned the PS5 back on.
Yeah.
And I was like, barnacles. I got to wait for the servers to get. Another 5 minutes passed, and I was in, dude. So we ended up playing that day.
Huh.
And then, what was it, yesterday or the day before, I played again. Dude, as soon as I turned it on, I instantly got in the server. And it was maybe around like 8:30 when we started playing, where I thought it would probably be busy, but I instantly got in, like no wait time, no nothing, just
damn
intro, boom, I'm in.
You need to hook me up with your hacker because there's millions of people who cannot get in, dude.
It's because I'm brown, man. I know that's how to jump the fence.
Yeah, man, apparently there's... It's bad. Like, supposedly, I guess you're not experienced at guns, but...
Not really yet. Just yet. I'm waiting to rue the day that it finally hits me and I can't get in at all.
Evidently, it's taking players, like, similarly to what Kay's experiencing, 20, 30-minute wait just to get in to play a match. How long does a match last, typically?
I think you get, like, 40 to 45 minutes, something like that, to finish the mission.
Okay.
But if you finish it before, then you can get out, like, and just, like, leave the planet and do all that. Mm. But what I like is you're not playing by yourself, essentially. Like, everybody who's playing is contributing to the cause for democracy. Mm. And, like, everybody's going to different planets, and you're fighting, like, the bugs and all that. And then you're freeing each planet little by little, but then another planet can be taken over by the bugs or whatever.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So it's like a constant war thing going on.
It's a live service thing where the planets are constantly at a battle. Okay. So you have to constantly keep freeing planets and you're getting overtaken. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's cool. That's cool. How the first one was.
That's badass. I didn't know that. That's nice. But nobody can play, though. Yeah, it's gotten so bad. February 19, Helldiver 2 developer Arrowhead Game Studios said it would release updates on PS5 and PC this week that aim to tackle the most serious problems the game is currently facing, including login, matchmaking, and server load. First of these fixes arrives on February 20, and Arrowhead warned players no single update will solve all issues, which makes sense. It's understandable.
Yeah, this game is huge. Like, no one expected it to blow up the way it did. They are jam-packing the servers. Because the first one was successful, but it wasn't that big. It didn't shut the servers down or lock them up or anything like that. This one, honestly, I don't know if it's a fluke. Or if people just saw the gameplay at State of Play and was like, man, I gotta get this game. But it's the biggest thing on the internet right now. It's blowing Pal World away, left and right. It's blowing everything away.
Oh, dude, and the haters. All the Xbox players.
Love it.
Oh, it's like, I just want to, like, rub their tears off their faces. And just like,
yes. Dude, all I heard for months and years about Game Pass and Starfield and all this other games that they keep getting is, oh, you guys wish you had on PlayStation. It's like, no, I really don't. I wouldn't play it. I'm going to wait on this one, though, unfortunately, because right around the corner is Final Fantasy.
There you go.
Well, but after I finish that, either I'm going to wait for it to go on sale. It's only $40, by the way, but I'm going to wait for it to go on sale, or I'll pick it up shortly after that.
Well, you got time. They're patching it up. So
and yeah, hopefully the game's 100% patched up. But yeah, if over 400,000 people, and that's the max that they can have, you got millions of people waiting to queue in.
Yeah.
This might be like, well, I mean, it's breaking records.
Dude, and this is so funny because the Friendly Fire, because me and Agent K were doing a mission and we were getting swarmed. And then he was messing with like the computer to input like the directions on the D-pad and all that. Mm-hmm. And I like, I got your back, dude. Got your back. Hurry up, get it done, because we were getting swarmed. And I kept like shooting him from the outside, and I killed all the bugs. But he didn't know that, 'cause he was still busy with the thing. And I look at him and I aim at him like twice, and I shoot him. He's like, oh, I'm hurt. What's going on? I'm getting attacked. I'm like, no, you're good, dude. You're good. He's like, you sure? I just got hurt. No, you're good. And I did that twice. He's like, what the fuck? Man, I'm getting hurt.
Terrible.
And Agent K, I know you're going to listen to this. It was me.
That's my stuff.
A-hole.
It's me, Austin. It was me all along, Austin.
There you are.
That's funny.
If it weren't for Final Fantasy VII right around the corner, I'd be on that like stink on right now. White on rice.
That it kind of lines up with what the Arrowhead CEO, Johan Paulstedt, I don't know if I said that right, made a statement. If you have no cash, get it later. While we made a really fun game, it's worth waiting until the servers can support the capacity. I mean, as a CEO, I, of course, want the game to be profitable as possible. But if you spend your last money and got stuck in server queues, I'd be heartbroken. So they're aware. They're doing what they can. I mean, that's not really something that I would expect the studio to say. Be like, hey, hold off on buying the game until we fix it. But
It won't be long. You know, 2 weeks. They'll probably be 100% good to go in 2 weeks. They weren't expecting this.
Yeah, you're probably
right. Kind of like the Power World people. That game runs like trash on Xbox, evidently. But yeah, they weren't expecting their game to be as big as it was, and it was huge. Well, giggity. The first one did a few million or whatever. This one, they sell 3 or 4 million in what, 3 days? Yeah, they weren't expecting that.
That, but just a little side note, I would say if you do get the game, it is worth the wait when you finally get into a server. Because I had such a blast. I had such a good time for my first time experience, even though we had to wait quite a bit just to get in. I think it's worth it either way you want to go at it.
Well, yeah, I'm in the Monarm boat. I'm going to pick it up. I really do want to play it. It looks really fun. And I've heard, not just from you guys, but like it's better to play in groups, play with people with chat, of course. I mean, you can say that about just about any game. You play with your people, you play with, it's just more fun.
That game, you have to play with people.
Oh, yeah.
You like solo, you're going to get wrecked, which is why I didn't really get into the first one too much. I was solo almost the whole time. And yeah, it's not fun solo. And yeah, I mean, the missions, you're getting overwhelmed left and right.
We're going to have to find a way to get Ash to buy the game and
get him off of Conan.
There you go. There you go. Just delete the game off his system.
I'll do it. I'll remote play into a system and delete it.
It's gone. I guess we got to play Helldivers.
Yeah.
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part.
I didn't do
Oh, shoot, guys. I think that's just about everything we have for today. We've run out of time. Now we've got to close it down. Please visit us at www.thesfiles.com, where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We talk trash, anime, TV, movies, TV series. We're about to talk about Avatar. We're going to take a huge crap on it, probably, next week. Yeah, next week. We might be doing that. Also, if you want to follow us on social media, Brother Guns, where can they find us?
They can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. And if you're on the go, where can you listen to us there, Monarum?
Yeah.
Where at? You can listen to us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which will be discontinued, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, and sweet, sweet Pandora.
Sweet Pandora. Love Pandora. Love Pandora. We never said anything bad about Pandora.
That's what I heard.
Never, ever.
That's where Borderlands takes place. Sweet, sweet Pandora.
Yeah. Sweet, sweet Pandora.
If you have any comments, suggestions, feel free to leave us a comment or send us a mail. You can find that all in the description below. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
And Bogus Bird would like all your
one-eyed monsters.
Ah! picks at bogusbird@thisfiles.com. And this is Gun signing out.
It's Manarm signing out.
Catch you on the next one.
Deuce.
Peace.